Hi, this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief of Directions Media. Today we will be speaking with ESRI's Rob Shanks, who is the Senior Product Manager of ArcGIS Online. Rob came to ESRI in July 2007 after many years as the President and CEO of Globe Explorer. We'll talk about the new agreement with Microsoft Corporation that gives ArcGIS users access to the Microsoft Virtual Earth platform.
Well, Rob, thanks for joining us today. We're going to talk about the new announcement from ESRI regarding the agreement with Microsoft. So, Rob, maybe just go over the news briefly for those who are listening and just tell us kind of what the big news is here from ESRI's perspective.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Glad to be here and hopefully help everyone understand what this means to ArcGIS users. So I think the big news is that our ArcGIS desktop customers at 9.3.1 now have access to Virtual Earth services at no cost. And also ArcGIS Server and ArcGIS Web Mapping API customers have a free built-in trial and can now directly consume Virtual Earth services. In the past, we allowed ArcGIS Server to output map tiles on top of the Virtual Earth platform. In this case, ArcGIS users can directly consume the Virtual Earth map tiles and services inside of the ArcGIS Server web ADFs and web mapping APIs.
So Virtual Earth was kind of already available for a fee from, if you were ArcGIS Online user. Is there a change to the cost structure with respect to that?
Yeah, I mean, our ArcGIS desktop customers in the past had to pay $200 per year to access to the Virtual Earth services, and now ArcGIS desktop customers who are current on maintenance will receive Virtual Earth services at no cost.
So one of the things that really interested me in the press release, Jack Dangerman was quoted, and I'll just read it back to you. It says, by bringing Virtual Earth on into the GIS projects, people have greater opportunity to perform spatial analysis based on dynamic data. And that kind of caught my attention because, I wonder if you could just explain what they're able to do from an analysis perspective. Because when I think of dynamic data, I mean, I think of something that's more real time. So maybe just, what does he mean by dynamic data and what kinds of spatial analysis might be able to be performed given access to the Virtual Earth data?
Well, dynamic in this case means, vibrant or exciting base maps and services. It also means that the Virtual Earth services are updated often, and ESRI customers will benefit from that. GIS is very much about spatial analysis and results supported by great base maps, and ArcGIS customers now have seamless access to global high-performance, up-to-date, and high-quality base maps and services.
Right. So, but the data, the underlying data itself, the tiled information, all the imagery is not, able to be ingested into ArcGIS Server, for example.
Well, the map tiles are consumed directly into ArcGIS Server, but the Virtual Earth base maps, for instance, are background maps that are just map tiles from cache. So they're visual representations of the original imagery or map, and these visual representations will not likely be utilized for scientific analysis, but rather as support information for a typical GIS project.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make clear that was what the case was. So with regard to the limited amount of metadata available in Virtual Earth, is that something that the casual users may not need, but some of the ESRI users may be used to using that. So is everybody comfortable with using this limited amount of metadata that may be available from Virtual Earth?
Well, it really depends on the user and the project, but ArcGIS customers already utilize lots of different sources of information containing a wide range of metadata. Also, since Virtual Earth services are mainly base maps, we think that the level of the Virtual Earth base map metadata available is acceptable for many, many purposes. And again, our ArcGIS customers will decide if Virtual Earth base maps are right for them on a project-by-project basis.
did you get the feeling that given what we know about Virtual Earth, you know, it's being used as a great visualization platform, was the relationship that you developed with Microsoft something that you may have been that you saw as a user demand? Was this being pushed by your users, or how do you see this playing out with the existing user base?
I guess a couple of things. There's been quite a bit of demand for real good base maps to get GIS projects started. As we've come out with ArcGIS Online, we've made available many, many different types of base map services that are typically used in many GIS projects. Virtual Earth is great global base map content, both imagery and street map, as well as geocoding services. So it has been pushed by user demand for that service, for that content, as it's gained popularity, but also as part of ESRI's vision for data delivery online. It fits into the ArcGIS Online model of supplying a wide variety of base maps to ArcGIS users to choose from. So when you buy ArcGIS, you get these great base maps, quote, in the box.
Just go into a little bit about the limits on the access beyond which the ArcGIS maintenance holders must pay. Is there a transaction threshold beyond which the payment is required? So I assume the count is on a per license, not a per organization basis. Maybe you can explain a little bit about that.
Sure. ArcGIS users who are current on maintenance, these are desktop users, current on maintenance, will receive free access to Virtual Earth, and that's on a per license basis. And that there is an upper limit to the free desktop usage, but we believe most licensees will never achieve that upper limit. It's quite high.
How do you imagine that, from ESRI's perspective, that the ArcGIS desktop users might use this resource? Are they going to stop licensing content from data and other satellite providers and maybe just use what Microsoft is providing? I just want to make sure that the listeners aren't confused about maybe what the objectives are.
Right. Well, I think as I mentioned before, ArcGIS customers utilize a wide variety of services in their projects already, and a wide variety of data sets. They'll choose on a project by project basis what content or service they wish to utilize and what's right and appropriate for their service. So to get directly to the reply to this question, ArcGIS customers will continue to utilize the existing services and maps, and they'll choose how they utilize Virtual Earth services just the same. So Virtual Earth provides very useful base maps and services for general project use, but we know that many projects still require additional imagery, map, and location content that'll need to be provided from various sources as normal. ESRI does provide many of these additional partner resources and services through ArcGIS Online, as well as our software supporting every major file format and web service available today, so that our customers can utilize whatever content and services they wish to in their projects. As with any map service, the providers and content varies greatly by geography, which leads to ArcGIS customers continuing to utilize many sources of geographic in their projects.
Yeah, maybe just go in a little bit about the developing relationship you have with Microsoft. In this particular case, is ESRI paying Microsoft for the delivery of data to users on subscription?
Well, unfortunately, the answer is that the terms of our agreement are confidential, and so we can't disclose any of that information.
Okay. But it seems like, the relationship with Microsoft is getting fairly close, maybe even with respect to relationship with Google. I know that ESRI supports going out to KML. But it seems like there's a closer relationship with Microsoft at this point, and that you're doing more, to deliver more services, whether it's online or functionality.
Well, I guess a two-part answer to that. With regard to Microsoft, I mean, we've had a very, very strong relationship for many, many years. Our entire stack of products is delivered primarily on the Microsoft platform. So we're talking everything from the operating system to VBA and Visual Studio and Silverlight and SQL Server and SharePoint, and the list goes on and on. So we utilize and develop and move a lot of Microsoft software. So we've had a deep relationship, just almost by default because of our platform for delivery of our software. So this content service, the virtual services in ArcGIS, have been evolving over the last few years, and we've solidified that relationship so that our users have easier access to the virtual services. With regard to Google, we still maintain a very strong relationship, and we have 100% support for Google formats and products across the board. So, for instance, we can read and write KML in every single one of our products seamlessly. And ArcGIS Server also delivers natively out of the box KML services, and these are network-based super overlays so that you can directly serve your maps into tools like Google Earth. So we support that natively. The recommended format for serving your content into Google Earth is this high-speed network-based super overlay form of KML, and we've worked closely with Google to make sure that service is seamless as well.
It appears, just from looking on the outside, when Google Earth launched, and of course all the popularity of Google Maps, and now in addition to what Microsoft is doing with Virtual Earth, a lot of these tools, I think, were first perceived as being somewhat consumer-oriented. They were put on portals that, did travel and, driving directions and all that. It seems now that both of those companies, Google and Microsoft, are sort of coming back to an enterprise perspective, or maybe a better way to say that is back to the professional geospatial person who's using this on a daily basis. And so we're now ingesting more of these, what were once consumer tools, into more of a professional space. Do you see that, or is this a move that we in the geospatial community are pushing the guys like Microsoft to do, or do you see that it's the other way around, that Google and Microsoft are now seeing the opportunity in the enterprise space?
Well, I think we actually see it as the evolution of GIS itself. I mean, the use of GIS is expanding well out of the realm of sort of scientific analysis and predictive modeling and sort of deeper processing into the hands of the everyday user or the everyday business owner, for store planning, for site location, for navigation, for many, quote, consumer-level uses. So, we still see the Google Earth and the Virtual Earth platforms as great visualization tools, and we support them 100% with our technologies as that visualization tool. But you still have to create, edit, and model your information before these valuable results can be displayed anywhere. And whether you're displaying that in ArcGIS software, displaying that somewhere else, that data management and data production and advanced cartography and analysis and modeling all has to be done in software like ArcGIS. And so we've made this seamless, we think a fairly seamless transition for our users to take advantage of whatever great visualization tools are out there. And we have our own great visualization too that is actually a quite powerful lightweight GIS, and this is ArcGIS Explorer, which is a 2D and 3D environment now with the 900 release coming out. And it can consume and ingest just about any file format and service type. But the unique thing about that is it has a very close relationship with ArcGIS Online. It is the rich client for ArcGIS Online services. And also, it is the rich client for ArcGIS Server. So it can consume ArcGIS Server services, as well as geoprocessing tools and modeling services that you can run and visualize directly in ArcGIS Explorer.
Yeah, I think we were always hoping for the day that we would push this to more and more users, in particular in the business community, and use it for commercial applications. It looks like now we are we have the tools to do that. And you know, coming from your background in the days of and starting Globe Explorer, you know, I think we always you probably said that you always wanted to see that threshold being attained at some point. That there'd be more ubiquitous use of satellite imagery, as well as being able to process that, individuals being able to process that and extract usable information. So do you think you see that now happening? It's only taken us 20 years to get there, so your perspective.
Yeah, it's really happening right now, and that's probably the most exciting part of my job at ESRI. Is to work with the great development teams and business teams as well that are really embracing the web as the OS, and everything we do right now has to do with the web, it seems, and we're making it really easy for customers to utilize the web and to work with geographic information on the web. So it's an exciting time right now, and I think, as you bring up with this topic, we're finally seeing the true realization and the true sort of seamless interoperability between these formerly, consumer tools and sort of deeper scientific GIS tools. So ArcGIS is a platform that works, across desktops and servers and mobile devices, and has online services built into it through ArcGIS Online that seamlessly interoperate with popular web services and tools.
Well, Rob, I want to thank you for the time, and it's been a really good discussion, and for providing some of the details and the background between the relationship with Microsoft, and we'll see if the uptake is as exciting and as interesting as we hope it is.
That's right. Well, thanks a lot, Joe. I appreciate the time today.
Thanks again for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast. If you'd like to write to us and comment on today's interview, please do so at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.